welcome to Babes in Voiceland. Yay! It's time to get comfortable and join in on the fun. Well, here we are again, Babes in Voiceland. How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, doing good. It's nice to be back. I've missed you guys. I wasn't here the last time you guys recorded.
I know. We missed you too, Terry.
Yeah, school started back up, and I'm just a little wore out, I have to say.
I think you are worn out. Totally. I don't think I could deal with all those kids every day.
I don't miss those days. You don't miss those days?
No, I don't miss those days.
Well, my own personal kids now are teenagers, and I don't think anyone really misses those days.
Well, no. You can have the hormones. It's fine. You don't need them.
I never had to deal with that. I've only had puppies, so. Lucky me.
Well, puppies are like toddlers without thoughts.
That never grow up.
Yeah. That's true. Forever and ever.
I'm really excited that we're all here today, because guess what? Tonight, or today, or whenever you listen to this podcast, we have a guest for the first time ever.
Yes, we do.
Woo! I'm Babes.
But we're not going to tell you who it is yet. You have to.
Oh, we're not?
Well, we could. No. Let's talk about,
we don't
let's
have
talk
to
about our day
to.
For a second and make them wonder.
Our day?
Okay. Our night?
Our night? Our day? Whatever we did?
Whatever we did.
Whatever we did. I had a fabulous day today.
Did you?
I feel almost guilty having such a great day.
Do you know what? I had a good day, too. And let me tell you, do you remember about a week ago, Erica, you were telling me something was in retrograde?
Oh, Mercury was in retrograde. Well, there are a lot of planets in retrograde recently.
But that usually isn't a good thing.
No, we weren't doing well.
It was horrible. I can't win at the casino. Yeah. Everything was going bad. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, Erica's telling me that. Maybe I should believe it. But John Stiles told me that that's over now. Is that true? That's over?
It's true. Mercury's not in retrograde anymore. And we've just had the full moon. So everything's changing. Everything's entered a new sign, and it's good. It's very good. And things will be better. I feel a lot better. I feel a lot lighter.
Why did you have such a great day today? And then I'll tell you, I had an awesome freaking day.
Okay. Well, here's
she's over there grinning from ear.
Okay. I went to Pilates this morning.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely love. And then I go on the Hypervibe, which is this machine that vibrates your body while you exercise, which is like the best thing in the world. And you can just imagine that yourself.
Just shaking the shit out of you, huh?
Well, actually, no, it didn't do that, but it was really good.
And I was just being funny.
And then I got a mani-pedi.
Wow.
Nice. Which is really nice, right? Then I came over here and Beth taught me a new song on the guitar because I'm learning how to play guitar. I just got a guitar. So my nails are like super short, but it's because I'm learning how to play
guitar. You keep one hand short, one hand long. I did it for years when I was a
musician.
Well,
I keep just a little bit longer. It's not as short, but but still, it was really, really great. And I've got ruby toes now, so I'm really happy. My mermaid toes went to ruby toes, so that was really good for me, too. So everything is really good. Oh, I'm just having a great day. I feel good. The sun is shining. I'm here with the babes.
Awesome. Yeah. Terry, what about you? Because I want to go last.
Well, I kind of already shared about being tired and teenagers and, you know, school.
We're just happy Terry is here, okay?
Okay, well, I'll tell you real quick because we want to get to our guest.
We do.
First, I got in a band this week.
Ooh.
Yay. Woo-hoo. I can't wait to tell you all about it. Second, I talked to John at our station, WWDB-TV, and we've got some really cool stuff happen with Heroes from Autism, and it's awesome. And today, I joined a networking group some friends of mine started, but it's not like the traditional where you have to go every week. It's an online networking group, and off air, I'll tell you all about it because it's very cool. So it's just been a very positive day.
Good, productive day. Excellent.
So what do you say? Should we go get a soda and then come back and introduce our guest?
Yeah, I'm excited to start.
Alrighty.
Sounds like a good idea.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. Woo. It's Babes in Voiceland, coming to you live from Las Vegas, or on tape if you don't hear us right away.
That's right.
Well, we'll send live to you no matter what.
On
we
tape?
Are alive.
Do people use tape anymore?
No, she just said that. She's thinking back in the old days. She's been playing guitar and thinking of her old band.
I know. Tape. Well, tape. I know. Never mind.
You aged yourself.
Never mind. Anyway, we're here tonight, as I said before, with a guest for the very, very first time. Babes have opened their doors only to fabulous women. So, of course, this is a fabulous woman.
Ooh.
And she is a media personality.
Yes.
An animal lover. Yes. I know she's very interested in community and good service. She's got a great personality. And please welcome with me to our first ever guest segment, Ricky Chi.
I am so excited to be here tonight. And I'm just going to throw this out here because I know you guys are just, you know, you're real, you're honest. When Erica asked me, she said, is it okay to call you a media personality? And I said, sure, as long as you don't call me a hoochie mama. Which might actually be, according to some people, you know, I'm a local, I grew up here, and there's probably be people listening to this podcast going, well, we knew her from back in the day as hoochie mama when she went to ranch. So just because she's trying to clean it up now that she's an adult, I love it whenever I'm out in the community. And there's this one phrase that I know this person knows me, and it's always said like sort of like undercover, and they'll go,
yeah,
you don't remember me, do you? And it's like, thank God there was not YouTube back then. Like, and I have to just go, so how do you know me?
We are so lucky we grew up with that video.
Oh,
thank goodness.
So lucky.
Girl,
I mean,
yes. Yes.
Yeah, I don't even have to say anymore. We understand, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's like, we are so lucky. I would have been in so much trouble.
Always. Me too.
Why?
Me too. Oh my goodness.
Why?
Tell them why.
Why Miss Perfect? Why Miss Goody Two Shoes?
Okay, Erica, did you lead a double life too? You had the life that your parents saw.
Yeah,
you
know,
you made
of course.
Curfew. You had good grades.
Yep.
And then you had your girlfriend's life that as long as we were home by curfew, parents didn't ask any questions. Now, what happened between the time we got on the bus to go to school and the time we came home? That was a whole different story.
Or who would go out for, you know, a Saturday afternoon and say, I'm going to the movies and take the train into Manhattan to go to Greenwich Village
See?
And hang out?
Right.
You know
what? I didn't.
Because you didn't live in New York.
And see, we could have done it, but we didn't have a train. I mean, here's the thing about growing up in Las Vegas. If you didn't have a bicycle back in the day, I mean, nobody would ride the cat bus. Now, riding the bus is acceptable.
Right.
But when I was growing up, if you got seen on public transportation, shame, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the biggest obstacles, and you'll hear people who've grown up here say that. We all had that same shared experience. That meant things were really, really bad. You didn't even have a bicycle. I mean, your world couldn't have been worse.
Really?
Yes. Now, my parents, who were born and raised New Yorkers, they thought the bus was the best thing that ever happened.
Because you
hated driving.
The bus in New York.
Yeah.
Well,
why.
See, I grew up in Chicago, and we took the bus to school all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was
In fact,
like,
when I go to a new city, especially if I'm in Europe or something, I love to take a bus because it shows me where everything is.
Right.
Because if you take an underground, you just end up someplace new, but you don't know how you got there.
Right.
I love taking buses in London and Paris and like all over. I love taking buses.
Yeah.
But I have never taken a bus in Las Vegas.
according to my mom, it was the best thing. She would always say to me, baby, you should just get on the bus and experience it. And I think one time I did a story, I came really close. I did my stand-up at the doorway. But I couldn't bring myself to actually get on the bus and sit. And when I was talking about it back at the station, they were like, Ricky, get over yourself. I said, no. The shame from my childhood was so great.
Following you.
I couldn't even allow myself to get on and just find out what it was all about.
Supposedly the buses are really nice now.
Yes,
and
they are.
Are they? Very convenient.
I've never been on a bus in Las Vegas. I've never.
I haven't either, just because I haven't had the need
to. Babe's Day Out, we're going to take a bus.
Oh my God, no.
idea.
No, that's okay. Let's do that. That's the problem is once you get there, you want to get in your car and go home, and you can't.
Exactly.
You're stuck to schedules.
I ran away from home for a while, and because
growing
up, yes, I did. Because growing up,
so
in
you
Las
broke
Vegas,
curfew.
I did, and you know, you grow up here, and people keep saying to were saying to me, "Oh, Las Vegas is so weird," but it's my norm. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to be like all my friends, and they went away to school, and then they came back. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to move somewhere else and see if Vegas is so weird. I moved to Seattle. I thought, I want to try a city where it's green, where green stuff grows without a sprinkler system.
Right. Because in case those of you that don't live here, Vegas is not known for being very green.
There you go. Okay. So I get up there, and it's all green, and I'm still driving my car. It took me months to finally make that mental shift. The public transportation system in Seattle is fabulous. But really? I would still get in my car, and people were like, and I lived by the Space Needle, which
I know where that is.
Everywhere.
If you leave your parking space, man, you don't
get
another parking space.
That's like New York. Did you have to get up in the middle of the night to go find a parking spot with alternate side of the street parking?
Yes.
I so hear you.
And they make you pay. Well, okay, now we're having to pay for parking. But when I first moved there, I had the hardest time getting over that. You mean to tell me you're going to charge me to park my car on concrete, and you're not even going to valet? Yeah. I don't understand.
You know what? That's like, what is it like now? You grew up here in Vegas, and I've been here almost 20 years, 19 years, and now all of a sudden they're charging for valet on the Strip? What the heck?
Oh, at the hotels? That's ridiculous.
I hate even going down there because you should not have to pay valet in Las Vegas. They get enough money from me gambling, right?
But see, here's the thing, though, and that's what was the beauty of moving away. And I lived in Seattle for 18 months, and then I went to Dallas for 18 months.
Then
I missed my parents and, you know, my family. It's like, okay, so I've now seen the big cities, and I'm going back home because nothing beats Vegas. But in every major city, you know, we're so behind the curve. We're so spoiled. Everywhere you go, especially LA, you pay a fortune to park your car.
Yes.
We've just been late to the party.
Right. Yeah. Well, finding like a parking spot in New York City would cost as much as rent if you had a permanent parking spot.
That's
like you could live in your car because it was so expensive.
Right.
And I used to do that too, alternate side of the street parking, wake up in the middle of the night. Okay, some drunk person's going to leave now. And I can find a spot, you know, and then go back to sleep.
Right.
It was crazy.
Yes.
So I totally get it.
Yes.
We are so lucky here. We're so blessed. Like Las Vegas has been the best kept secret for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So... I was just telling you how many minutes we've been talking. That was my only.
I didn't know
that was my hand
signal. She's like,
that was my hand signal. Don't you know that by now?
And this was a question mark. Like, what were you trying to say? I did a visual question mark.
Oh, well, okay. I didn't get the question mark. Maybe because it looked backwards to me.
Well, I love the way we all became so passionate over the parking thing. We're like,
Do you know what, though? That's even true in London. My nephew's wife, Sharon, is from London, and her mom lives outside London, and she said, Beth, if I still lived at home, it costs a fortune just to drive into London and park and go home. It's like ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But and again, I'm so glad you said that, Erica. I mean, the public transportation system here in Las Vegas now is amazing. And so you don't have to drive. And honestly, because I'm just too lazy to walk down to the edge of my block, I could get the bus and go everywhere I want to go. But again, I'm just lazy. But I've got the possibility, the option to not drive my car.
Well, and it's nice to know that option is there.
Right.
Options in Vegas, everyone.
There you go.
I think on that note, maybe we should take a little break and come back with something fun.
Sounds good.
More fun. Nice. More fun than this.
Woohoo! Okay, here we are back again. I have something very fun for us to talk about.
Yes, we're listening.
Yes. My brother sent me an email. He's always finding these cute little things in email. And this is, I'll read exactly what it said in the email. An elementary school teacher had 26 students in her class. She presented each child in her classroom with the first half of a well-known proverb and asked them to come up with the remainder of the proverb. It's hard to believe these were actually done by first graders. Keep that in mind as we read them. Their insight might surprise you. I already said, keep in mind they're 6 years old. But let Terry, you're a teacher. Why don't you start it out?
Okay, yeah. And I taught first grade for a long time.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, cool.
Did your
kids ever do anything like this?
Well, I didn't send them home with proverbs like this, no. Sometimes you're afraid of what you might get back. And I think we're going to see some of that.
Okay,
here.
So we do have a list. Here, if anything's X-rated, I don't think we should say it.
I don't think there'll be anything X-rated.
Well, here.
They're first graders.
I'm teasing.
I'm going to get us started. Okay. This right. one is, and I'm sure you guys are going to know this one, don't change horses
in the middle of the stream.
Oh, no. Don't change horses until they stop running.
That makes a lot of sense,
that is
though,
wise
though, doesn't
children.
It?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Strike while the...
Iron is hot.
No. Strike while the bug is close.
Well, like a fly, because you have to really get in there and fly away.
Or a spider.
Smack that, right?
Smack that bug.
Smack
that
makes sense.
Beth, why don't you take the next one?
Okay. It's always the darkest before
the dawn.
No, that's not what this six-year-old said. It's always darkest before daylight savings time.
That's true.
Ricky.
Really smart six-year-old.
These must be gate kids.
All right, Erica, take the next one.
Okay. Never underestimate the power of...
A woman.
A woman, yeah.
Right?
I like it.
Never underestimate the power of termites.
Oh. Okay, this is my question. Do we have termites in southern Nevada?
We do.
Really?
Don't we?
No, I don't. I've never heard of termites.
No, we did
here.
In New York, though. Uh-huh. So we had termites, I remember,
right,
in our
right.
house.
No, because so, then we would
very
have to
bad.
Have termite inspections.
You know, they can really ruin
don't.
your frame of your house.
Kansas
right?
has
they,
termites.
They eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that from when I was little. We were in Kansas, because that's where my dad was from. We were visiting my grandma, and there was this old abandoned house, and he took me in to show me what the termites could do.
Right. Wow. Well, maybe this child moved here from another part of the country.
Well, Kansas.
This came from Beth's brother, though,
okay.
and, he's,
yeah,
in
and
Chicago.
He's in Chicago. So.
Okay, maybe that's...
Okay, yeah, these are not Nevadans.
Okay, because I would have thought scorpions for that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't underestimate the power of scorpions. That would be funny. Why don't we guess what a Nevada child would say?
Right,
after we read this, right? That would be kind of
cool. All right, Terry, you're up for number five.
It says, you can lead a horse to water, but...
You can't make him drink.
No. Hmm. You can lead a horse to water, but how? That's what teachers ask all the time. How are we going to get him there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's really funny.
Okay. That's Don't really good. Bite the hand that
feeds you.
Nah. Don't bite the hand that looks dirty.
Now, that was a very good answer.
That was a good answer.
That's a brilliant answer. I love
that. It's kind of like don't eat the yellow snow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
If you grew up in the snow. Yeah.
All right, Pat.
That's not something in Nevada.
No, Nevada children would not understand that at all.
No.
Okay, let's see. Which one is mine? No news is?
Good news.
Now, this child says no news is impossible.
let's talk Fox, CNN, MSNBC.
Oh, their phones anymore. I mean, it's there everywhere.
Yeah, on Facebook. News. I mean, everything.
Oh, Twitter. It might be fake news, but there is news.
It's news.
Okay, Erica. Last but not least.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with this last one. A miss is as good as a...
I don't even know
that one. I don't know that one either.
I don't know that one.
A miss is as good as a...
Hit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
a miss is
be
as
right.
good as a hit.
Is
I
that
think
it?
That's it. I think
okay.
that's
and horseshoes
it. But that's
and
not what the child
right.
said.
Exactly.
Actually, I like what the first grader said better than the actual proverb. A miss is as good as a mister.
Yes. Girl power.
The common sense that these kids show is just amazing.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
And
okay.
since we're an all-girl group and we've got girl power, I think we should use that power to go do something for a few minutes, get up, stretch our legs, and we'll be right back.
So, Ricky, I wanted to tell you that, well, you know our show. We do banters, mm-hmm. right? We always talk about a topic or something that interests us. And I thought I would bring up something about animals today because I know what an animal lover you are. And absolutely. I am actually,
we are all big animal lovers.
It's true. And I saw this thing on the internet. And I read it, and it even had pictures, so I know it's true.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's on the internet. It must be true.
And
must
they
be true.
Never alter pictures.
Exactly.
Ever.
No, but this was real. But I finally learned the meaning of a smartass.
Smartass.
Oh yeah. No, I mean badass.
Oh,
badass.
Well, they could be interchangeable.
But yeah, the badass was actually a smartass too. So this is a story.
Okay.
There was a couple riding their two mules along with their two dogs accompanying them in Montana. They're riding along, and all of a sudden, a mountain lion comes up. Uh-oh. Okay. Now, the mountain lion is looking at the dogs like he's ready for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And the man is starting to freak out. So he decides to dismount, get out a shotgun, and shoot off a warning signal so that the mountain lion will split.
Right.
So he gets off his horse and gets his rifle ready. Before he could even get a shot off, his mule goes over, attacks that mountain lion, and kills it.
Wow.
And they show pictures of this mule actually just like stomping it, biting it, throwing it up in the air. And the picture has the dogs in the background looking like, what the?
Right?
Wow.
What a badass. So now you know that's where the term badass comes from. Because really tough. But isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And then the best part was that the mule then came right back to stand next to the wife on her mule and stood there like, okay, we can continue now. Get on.
But is this true?
Wow.
It's true. There are really photos.
Erica read it on the internet,
yeah,
so it must be true.
Photos.
How long has that term been around, badass?
Well, I don't know, Miss
Ask
Teacher.
Siri.
Because I would have to wonder if they've got pictures of this. And you think badass, smartass has been around a long time.
Somebody out there, ask Siri on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Siri. Email us at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
I'm thinking that way back in the Western days, they called a badass a mule because they're tough. And nobody knew how tough they really were.
Until just recently, and they took the picture.
Right.
That
because they didn't
sense.
Have cameras back then, Terry.
Well, who was the person standing off to the side with their smartphone taking the pictures?
Right. They didn't have smartphones back in the Western time.
Yeah, you couldn't draw it that fast.
No, you couldn't draw it that fast. And those cameras were so big, and then you had to put the thing over your head and put it on a tripod. You would have never had time to do that. So that's why now it's documented. So the term probably is old, but this was a good example.
There we go.
Why?
Right. There we go.
Yes.
Okay.
A donkey is
nice
called.
Savior,
a,
yeah,
nice savior.
Yeah, that I can
save,
be behind.
Right. Yeah.
Right. We always figure it out, don't we?
Well, this has been a very fun show, don't you think?
Yeah. I've learned a lot today. That I'm not as smart as a sixth grader. Forget the fifth grader. I mean, a six-year-old, right? So, I mean, they're six-year-olds.
A first grader.
Have you had a good time with us, Ricky?
A fabulous time. It's gone by so fast. It's like, can't we continue talking amongst ourselves?
A little bit more.
We can talk a little bit more. Usually keep, you know what? Originally, we planned to keep our shows a little bit short because we figured, I mean, your show is an hour on WWDB TV.
Right.
By the way, everyone tune in to Ricky's show, Live Las Vegas with Ricky Cheese.
In fact, this week's is amazing.
It's not
We've got
live.
Three different
it's
guests.
Live.
Well, it's live on the radio, and then we take the edited version and put it on our website, and it's on YouTube and Roku. Like you can find Babes in Voiceland is on the website and on YouTube and on Roku as well. Mm-hmm. So you get to actually see these beautiful ladies I'm sitting right across from. It's like so exciting and so neat.
Ricky is video and we're usually audio.
Audio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Audio.
Except for when we were on Ricky's show.
That's right. We were on Ricky's show.
That was so much fun.
We have to do that again.
Yeah. And we talked all over that show. I don't think we took a break during that show because
we didn't.
It was so fantastic.
We were having too much fun and laughing too hard.
It was a party.
We had a good time. So tell us about the guests you're going to have this week.
Oh, this week I have... We're talking about the cosmic universe. We've got a local guy who wrote The Emergence. He's writing about all of the energy that's coming to the planet. We were talking before. before the show about Mars being in retrograde and all of the energy, and we're coming out of this dark phase. Mm-hmm. Then I had an artist who also, her work is what he was talking about, her energy. You, if you stand next to her work, you can feel that person. It's almost like you're in the same room with the painting. And then, of course, because I am me, I had the Animal Foundation on. Yay. And they were talking about the big adoption fair they had. They were able to adopt out more than 200 dogs.
Isn't that beautiful?
The Clear the Shelter event. And I came this close, but I've got the two beasts of burden at my house. I've got two Akitas. And I have girlfriends who talk me down. They're like, Ricky, baby, doll, you got 250 pounds of dog. Yeah. You cannot get a puppy.
I couldn't
I wanted one so badly.
I couldn't go. I would have adopted.
It's so hard.
I want a puppy, too.
I couldn't attend and not bring at least one home.
And they have this one program. I really have to talk about this really quickly.
Do it.
They know a lot of people don't have, they're not sure if they want to adopt a dog. They have a foster program where you can kind of do a trial run.
Maybe
you
that's what I should do.
You should foster dogs.
Yes.
Foster mommy.
But it's not even a foster because they know people do fail fosters. So they don't want to put any pressure on you. But if you just go, and it's great for the dogs, they get socialization that they don't get. And you can see if it'll fit your lifestyle. But they also have this thing where, this got me so excited. Let's say you know going in, you do not have the time or the space, but you just want to hang out with a dog on the weekends when you're off. You can go and just like, okay, I want to hang out with Roscoe for a couple of days. And they'll let you do that too. Great for the dog, great for you. And there's no stress involved. These are two brand new programs just to get people in, and it's great for the dogs. Yeah.
Do you have their info, or they could go just look at your show?
Yeah, look at my show, or you can just go on to the Animal Foundation, go on their website, it's there, but we also talked about it on the show. And they brought the most perfect little dog. I mean,
Honey.
I came so close.
Honey was her name.
Oh, Honey. And then there was the two kits that I saw.
That's how I know.
Wasn't Honey the best behaved dog?
Oh, my God. She was so sweet. I was petting her.
Yeah.
You know, rescue dogs are so appreciative.
Yes.
Yeah, they really are. Their hearts just, they wear them on their cute little legs. And, you know, they're so appreciative. They're such good dogs.
Yes. And
really
people don't,
dogs.
I think there's this misconception in the community that there's something wrong with these dogs. No. People give up their dogs for all kinds of reasons.
How could anybody give up their dog? Seriously.
If you don't have the money, or you know, you're having to move, and you have kids, and
move
you can't.
And leave their dogs.
That's like leaving your child. That's like
there's people that do that too.
I don't want to know.
So.
I can't stand it.
In 2008, when we had the big bust, and everybody was leaving their houses because they were underwater. Do you know how many dogs were left behind
in the house?
How can you possibly? What kind of person would do that?
No, you know, like every day is like special dog day at my house, and the same with you. And the same with you. We treat our, and you've always treated your dogs like four-legged family members, so we don't get it. Right. But other people...
Well, and I'm sure you guys have all run into this. I'll tell people, I've got to get home. Why do you have to get home? Because I've got to get home to my dogs.
Yeah.
What? Well, you never say that to people who have kids. I've got to go get my kids from daycare.
Right.
It's like, no,
then
I haven't seen my dogs all day.
Yeah.
They've probably eaten up half of the drywall. Uh-huh. I've got to get home.
They're still hungry. They need dinner.
Yeah.
And I need to vacuum because they're shedding.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what?
That's for a whole nother show.
Your dogs are kind of big to have a doggy door.
You should, take up knitting or something. So
honestly,
you could make...
Apparently, there's some place. I should investigate that because I keep hearing about that there's a place where you can send your dog's fur and they knit
yarn.
Stuff out of it.
Get out of here.
Yeah, true.
I never think about it till this time of year when I'm watching the clouds march through the house.
I used to have big, huge bags that I save for my Siberian Husky because I had the intention of doing that.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up moving.
What did they make with
moving
them?
To your. You can make sweaters.
Yes.
You can make gloves.
It's like lamb's wool.
They turn it into yarn. And once it's yarn.
Lambs
you can make anything
short.
With it.
Exactly. I didn't
somewhere
think of that.
And the Icelandics actually will knit, they'll knit things out of, fur from anything. So dogs.
If you go on my personal Facebook page this past Sunday, I just did Akira's chest. And then you see me throw the brush on it. There's this huge pile of hair, and that was just getting started. I mean, I was like, oh my God.
See, I've never dealt with that because I always had dogs that don't shed.
You had foo-foo dog.
I did. Bichon poodles. I always have dogs that do not shed.
No, I had
that was very smart of you.
Well, yeah, I have to admit, I have a non-shedder now too. But I used to take that big rake and I used to rake Big Nick outside, and the fur would fly all through the air. It was terrible. And grab whatever you can, stick it in the bag.
And I won't say which one, which two. Metro officers, because I always hang out around, like, I love hanging out with the Metro Canine Unit if I can.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and they
cool.
actually admitted to me that what they do with their dogs, and my brother, when I told the story, he admitted that he does it too.
What?
They put their dogs in the car and they drive on US 95 with the windows down and they try to let all the hair as much as possible. Then they take the car to Fabulous Traders to get the rest of it out of it.
Oh,
but he said,
gosh.
You can see if you ever get on like either US 95 or 215 and you see the canine. Yes, the hair balls. I won't say who told me that, but I thought about that. So really,
that is so funny. But then, like, all the little birds take the fur and build nests.
Yeah,
and, you know,
it's recycling.
It's recycled.
That's cool. Well, I hate to say, but we should probably wind it up.
Why?
But we're gonna do it again. We're gonna have
Ricky
back
again. We'll have you back again.
Please.
This was so much fun.
We
thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And being a babe for the night.
Woohoo!
Day for the night.
That's right. So remember to look for us on WWDB-TV as well as Ricky's show and our website, babesinvoiceland.com. And you could always email us, babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
And you can look for us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group, so join in on the fun.
Yeah.
Coming up soon, we're going to have all kinds of new and crazy things, and you never know what the babes are going to do. So tune in again. We hope you had a great time and have a great tomorrow.